couple of bits of wood across here, and then lash that all down.
And to tie off, I'm using a sledge knot.
And you won't find how to tie a sledge knot in any book or manual, but it's used by dog sledders as a really efficient self-tightening knot. It'll never come undone. You take a bite around the rope, and then you go around itself once, twice, three times. Just go through the last two loops, over the first, and back down the hole. And then tighten it up.
The tide's coming in fast, but there's still work to do.
I need to get a wiggle on with this. We'll just use these, one each side, to act as the longitudinal strength to this, and that will stop it wobbling.
And finally, this length of corrugated iron.
Put this across the back, something to sit on. We used to have a sergeant of the army who used to say, no prizes for being uncomfortable. You've got it, might as well use it. You just break this end off, attach it and make a bit of a paddle. People often think that survival's about knowing the right knot or reading the right book. But actually, in my view, good survival is about a determination never to give up. And then an ability to improvise, to think outside the box about how you're going to get out of somewhere in one piece.